Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith, WEEI. That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. Asked about the bye week.
Bye week.
Just, hey. Yeah. What are your goals for the bye week?
What's up with the bye
week? What's your message for the bye week? And he goes that we're not done. We're not satisfied. Champions are never satisfied. So I don't know how often.
It's a blessing and a curse.
That's true. I don't know how often he's invoked champions or championships as a word. But he decided to do that yesterday on a question about the bye week, which I found interesting. And, you know, look, they're the only 11-win team in football. They have the inside track on the number one seed in the AFC. Not only are they already ahead of the pack and on their bye week, sitting there with their feet up this week, getting healthier, they also have a relatively easy schedule compared to some of these other teams who, A, have to play this weekend, and, B, have tougher games coming up.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to let your mind wander a bit. We were looking at some of the stats earlier today. They're top 10 in yards per game and points per game on offense. They're top 10 in yards per game or yards allowed and points allowed on defense. Like, they profile as that kind of team.
Yeah, they do. And it's definitely not of the, hey, we're way ahead of schedule. We're doing pretty well. You know, because we wondered, trade deadline, they didn't do anything. And we're kind of sitting around and be like, are you going to add to this team? Like, what are you going to do? And usually adding to the team, even if it's a lower move, it's like, all right, you really believe in the team type of thing. And so they didn't. And maybe it just... there weren't any deals to be had, I guess, or ones that they felt like were going to really improve the team. And now you fast forward a couple of weeks, and Vrabel's talking about how champions are never satisfied. It's like, okay, this is not a, hey, look at us in year one. Like, we've done pretty well, and we're ahead. We're better now than anybody could have predicted. Even if they lose out, they would be 11-6. Better record than almost anybody predicted, and you're a playoff team. But no, that's not that. They're like, hey, we still have things. Even though we're on a 10-game winning streak, we have plenty of things that we can fix and get better at.
So I think you brought up the Jeff Howe standings, which are not to be confused with the Jones and Keith standings.
They're different but similar.
It was records against current playoff teams.
That was Howe's. Ours was record against good teams and teams that we thought were good versus teams that we thought were bad.
Yeah,
regardless
of
record.
There were a lot of columns in the Jones and Keith standings.
Yeah.
It was good wins, fake wins. Good loss, bad loss, something like that.
Yeah, I think you may have nailed
something
it.
Like that.
That was the criteria.
It was like the old NHL standings where there were four columns.
It's a mess.
So it was a little more elaborate, a lot more math, I imagine. But Jeff Howe had all the teams by record against playoff teams. Pats were 2-0. So on the one hand, you could say, well, yeah, they have a really easy schedule. They haven't played anybody. Mm-hmm. They've only played two games against playoff teams.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they're perfect in those opportunities, both of which were on the road, by the way. And not only that, Keith, no one in the AFC has more wins against playoff teams than the Pats. So I think you can start dreaming big when it comes to the Patriots. A lot of you probably already have. But the bye week is a chance to really take a step back and look at it and appreciate where they're at. They are 11-2, 10 straight wins coming off their Monday night win over the New York Giants, which the whole world could take in. Oh, by the way, Drake May is the AFC Player of the Week. I don't know if we mentioned that yet today. He's the AFC Player of the Week based on that performance against the Giants.
Congratulations, Drake.
Congrats there, Drake.
Yep.
Put that on the mantle.
He was happy to be on the afternoon show yesterday.
Well, he had a lot to get to on his bye week.
He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, no, that's true. I guess he had to take in more of Anne's cooking there or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. What was she making? I see these pop up on Twitter.
I saw some videos going around now, yeah.
Does she do her cooking show on TikTok and then people just like rip the video and post it to Twitter?
That
most
sounds
likely?
Right, yeah.
Going on, looking forward to getting off the phone and enjoy the bye week.
Hey, guys, looking forward to get the hell out of here. That sounds like Gonzo with us last
May
year.
May
yeah.
or may not stick around yeah. for a few extra minutes. He's like, may not. I'll talk to you guys. No, she was making some sort of, I don't know what it was. It was like a bread or a cake. She had a big mixing bowl. He popped in.
I feel like that's a big difference, a bread or a cake. That's yeah. That's a big difference.
Well, the excitement was Drake May popped in.
Got it. Yeah.
So I guess that's pretty good.
That's what he had to get to on his bye week, apparently. But he's the AFC Player of the Week. So that's 10 in a row now. A year ago, Keith, they were 3-10.
Yeah.
They had lost 3 in a row.
That
and
seems better, actually, than
honestly,
how
it does,
felt.
Right?
3-10.
They were 3-10. They had lost 3 in a row. And we're in the midst of a 6-game losing streak, what would eventually be a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah, they weren't done.
Through 13 weeks, their loss was 25-24 against the Colts and Anthony Richardson, if you recall that game.
Anthony Richardson.
It's an easy one to forget.
Yeah,
Colts
it is.
Drove right down the field. Richardson was
right down the field in about 9 minutes.
Well, that's a good point.
Held the ball for almost the whole
quarter. They bled the whole quarter.
Ate the ball.
Pats couldn't stop them.
All right.
2 years ago, Bills' final year, they were 3-10. They actually snapped a 5-game losing streak. That was when Bailey Zappi went into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers.
I mean, Zappi
that was
in
against
Pittsburgh.
Trubisky, by the way, not.
Oh, Trubisky.
Not Pickett.
Not Duck Hodges?
Name no, that
Duck
Steelers Hodges. Quarterback.
Okay, Mitch Trubisky. Good. I did a lot of crowing about that win for my guy Zappi. They won 21-18 on the way to a 4-win season. Pats, right now, we just mentioned this, 27 points a game, 7th in the league. 362.6 yards per game, 7th in the league. So they are a top 10 offense. We were hoping in the offseason, Joe, we were hoping that
15,
they would be
16, 17.
Yeah, like top 20.
Middle of the pack, I think we would have been happy with. Yeah.
Their top 10 arrow up towards the top 5. And obviously, points per game, some of that is Marcus Jones scores, punt returns, and
whatever.
Defensive
it's
touchdown.
All, they had him last year, too.
Defense, they are a top 10 unit as well. Points allowed, 5th. Yards per game, Joe?
Where are they?
7th is where they're at. So they're a top 10 offense and defense. They are profiling as the champions that Vrabel's talking about.
Yeah, it's not dominated by one side of the ball. In fact, I think this year we've had a good back and forth on, like, who do you feel better about right now, offense or defense, right? And I think it's been the offense maybe a little bit more, but then you're like, well, the defense, it's really that opening drive for the most part, and then they kind of shut down the
offense
team.
To me feels more legit than the defense.
I don't know.
Once
the milkman's back.
Well, fine. To me, it does, and I would say this, too, as annoyed as we are about the red zone issues, if they get that straightened out, there's a lot of room for improvement.
It's a big if.
Well, it is.
It's a big if. If the Patriots don't give up an opening drive, they might shut out the other team.
That's true, although they didn't give up an opening drive last
week. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
They gave up 15.
They gave up two touchdowns that were kind of like a little head-scratching.
Just decided not to tackle.
Yeah, they're just like around the guys.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
You can bring them down.
Yeah.
Hit them like Ellis hit them. Hit them hard. They're like, nah, two-hand touch. So that was weird.
Yeah,
but
maybe we should show those touchdowns to the New York media. Be like, these are the big meanies?
Yeah.
These are the headhunters you're talking about?
Darius Slayton.
They couldn't even tackle.
Waltzed in there. He's fine. So, I mean, you have an MVP favorite on one side of the ball. So I guess that would maybe break the tie if you even felt that there was a tie. But the fact that they've been so close, like going into the year, you're like, it should be a top 10 defense. They're going up against a lot of bad offenses. They should be able to capitalize on it. And they spent the vast majority of their money on defense. And, you know, the draft, they spent more attention on offense. But so that's where you're like, all right, well, they got a couple of rookies, actually several rookies that are starting and playing a lot. And those guys have all also been as good as hoped or, in a lot of cases, better. So it's the combination of, like, all these different offseason pickups that they've had, whether it was signing big free agents or whether it was hitting guys in the draft, essentially a brand-new coaching staff. And then the development of Drake May. Like, you add all that together. And Steph Diggs being healthy, that's a part of the free agent class. But we knew he had the capabilities of being this type of receiver. But coming off the injury at his age, we weren't sure if we were going to see it.
I had tons of fears about it. I've been completely wrong on everything Steph Diggs related. Yeah,
I think the only thing that hasn't, like, met or surpassed expectation for me is probably the running game. And Trayvon Henderson's had a couple of good games, but Stevenson had the fumbles, and then he hasn't really been that effective, and then he was hurt. Gibson goes down. So I would say like the running backs aren't as good as I thought. Maybe we overvalued them to start the year and undervalued everybody else. But you look like across the board, that's the one position that kind of stands out. That's like you're really not getting awesome, consistent play there, but everybody else you kind of are.
No, I think that's fair to say. So you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the other story that came out earlier today, and we've been updating this week over week, is that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have both advanced as finalists for the Hall of Fame, which will be voted on next week. Don Van Natta had some good stuff on this today. He says, while sources with knowledge of the voting process told ESPN that Kraft's fate with the 50 Hall of Fame voters is far from certain, he's a finalist for the first time. I think he's been campaigning for 14 years for this. He's a finalist for the first time.
He's knocking on the door.
They said Belichick is believed to be a favorite for induction.
He should be.
So I was just going to say the same thing.
Like, it's been a real mess the last few years, but please, like, he is a first ballot walk right in Hall of Famer.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, it's fair to scrutinize his resume without Brady, but that's like among the greats. That doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
You would say, is he the greatest of all time? And do you analyze that and break that down versus some of the other greats? I think that's totally fair to do with
it. No, do whatever you want, but like, he's in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in the Hall of Fame for sure. He's believed to be a favorite for induction. They get into his record, et cetera, et cetera. 2 9-member committees, one for coaches and one for contributors, selected Kraft and Belichick for consideration by the Hall next month. If both Bill and Kraft win 80% of the total vote, because we had talked about this a lot before, Breer had a report.
I thought it was one or the other.
That's kind of how he framed it. He said it would likely come down to one or the other, is my recollection of it. Nick, I don't know if you could search for that. Maybe I should ask for this earlier. But that's my recollection of what he said. It would likely come down to one or the other. Maybe he was wrong about that. Or maybe he was just kind of, you know, gaming it out and assume that's what it would be. But they can mathematically both get in. We've talked a lot about one or the other and how bitter it would be between Kraft and Belichick, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're both in on the dais and now they got to tolerate each other?
New incredible scenario. Or
pretend to tolerate each other. In the crass case, Bill won't.
Right. Because now you're saying, all right, now they break through. You know that it's important to both of them. Right. It's like well documented how important it is to Kraft. But obviously, as a historian of the game, it's important to Bill. It should be important to everybody. I'm not even saying that as like an insult. It's important to those guys. Fine.
No, but some people want it a little too much.
Well, that's part of what's kept Robert out, according to some of these stories. But the fact that they might both get what they really, really want, but then have to share the day with one another is kind of amazing, and is now exactly what I'm rooting for.
I think the more we talk it out, the more I am on board with that.
Yes.
Like, initially, I was like, oh, this is great. One's going to get in. Screw the other one. It's a victory. We have a clear winner.
Them sharing the day is awesome.
And for Robert, that really is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, Bill's going to be like, this guy annoys me, and I got to see his kid. And, like, Bill's not going to like it, trust me. But for Robert, it's going to take away a lot of the spotlight that he spent 14 years campaigning for. And, like, too thirsty for, to the fact that it's turned off voters. They're like, hey, Robert, you already sent me your book. I didn't need another copy. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
He's already turned off a lot of voters, and now, in a weird twist, this would be a way for him to really be overshown in the spotlight for the moment that he has desperately almost wanted too much for the last decade and a half.
All right, I have the dream scenario for Belichick versus the nightmare scenario for Belichick.
Okay, good.
Because I think he's getting in either way.
Yep.
Like, I think he's the of all the names.
And Van Natta's reporting is saying he's borderline, I don't want to say a lock. But
dream
very
scenario for
in.
Bill.
Yeah.
He gets in, Robert does not. Joining Bill, Rodney Harrison, Adam Vinatieri, Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
Guys that he has advocated for, specifically Rodney. He's like, Rodney should be a Hall of Famer. And they all joined together.
All of those guys won't get in, but
I see your point.
That is a dream scenario.
But it's a guy that he brought in. It's a guy he drafted. It's like, it's perfect. Yeah, he would want that.
It's a guy he wouldn't pay and went on to win with the Colts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nightmare scenario. It is Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Eli Manning. So they're like, hey, Bill, unbelievable coaching record. You did lose a couple Super Bowls and an undefeated season to this guy, which is going to be what gets him into the Hall of Fame. And he's going to be up there talking about it and make a little joke about, like, thanks for me beating you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. And then Robert Kraft also gets to say how he created the whole dynasty.
I think it's very plausible Bill and Eli are going in.
Bill, Eli, and Robert might be that, but that'd be nightmare.
I don't know that Robert's getting in.
And I know Bill and people are going to be like, well, he and the Manning seem to be fine, which I agree. I'm just saying, like, on that day,
it's gonna,
the 07 Super Bowl will be brought up
a lot. It's going to chop them down a little
bit.
It will.
Yes.
So, I think it's Eli would not get into my Hall of Fame.
Neither mine. I'm obviously a very small Hall guy.
Where are the smallest of the small Hall guys?
Tiny Hall of Fame.
But we're
Hall of Fame for aunts.
We're not voting. Yeah. So now I got to try to predict what they're going to do. They're going to put Eli in. It sounds like they're going to put Bill in. I don't think Kraft gets in, but I hadn't really considered the two of them going
inside by each. I think the most obvious name to get in, though, when we were looking at the players before, is Larry Fitzgerald. And that's sort of like, really, despite all their overlap in the league, there's very little connection between Bill and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
My guess is it would be those two. Those two are like the locks.
Yeah. Fitzgerald should get in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Lomas Brown.
So Nick is telling me we have the Breer audio that we were citing. I want to hear this again. I thought he said...
One or the other?
Well, it would likely, so he maybe gave himself some wiggle room, it would likely come down to one or the other. That's my recollection. Let's hear it.
Well, if Belichick winds up being the coaches committee nominee and Kraft winds up being the contributors committee nominee, there's a good chance that one and not the other will make it through. So this actually could wind up being Belichick versus Kraft to get in, because of the way the numbers work, it'd be very difficult for both of them to get through at once. So, I mean, there's a chance, again, just a chance, that if Kraft gets through, if Belichick gets through, these two guys get pitted against one another for election to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
More wiggle room there than I remembered.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I feel like but now that it's laid out where they just need to get 80% of the vote, so there's five names on the list.
So there's five names on the list you can vote for up to three.
Yeah, they're both getting in.
Hmm.
I shouldn't be so strong on Kraft, but my point would be...
The math, they could easily get in based on the math.
Yes. Like, Belichick's not going to keep Kraft out. It's just going to be, like, whether the voters finally reward Kraft or if they keep kind of holding the grudge.
So you could vote for one, you could vote for two, you could vote for all three. I guess in theory you could vote for none.
I would submit a blank ballot, like you all would? My baseball writers have done over the years.
But you cannot vote for all five, and so how would that play out? But anyway, here's the rest from Van Natta. He says if both Belichick and Kraft win 80% of the total vote, the two men would be side by each in Canton. Quote from a Hall of Fame voter, you could have a delicious moment where Kraft and Belichick get their busts together. Nice. I'd pay a lot of money to watch that.
I'm going to...
Yep. That was the Hall of Fame voter. I also would pay some money to see that.
A free trip to beautiful Canton, Ohio, drinking the Hall of Fame.
He says, of course, this is the same voter, of course... Only one of the two men could get in, and I'd pay a hell of a lot of money to see that.
Okay.
So he's rooting for both, I guess. Because each voter can only select three finalists, multiple sources among the voters say it's possible, maybe even probable, Belichick could be elected but not Kraft, although he does say, or vice versa. It's a lot of wiggle room for Van Natta as well.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here.
Last year, Kraft was seen as a favorite but was snubbed by the Contributors Committee, which selected NFL co-founder Ralph Hay.
Yeah, Ralph Hay had to get in. He's a Canton guy.
You can't tell the story of football.
He owned the Canton Bulldogs.
Without Ralph. Yeah, for like 4 years.
Okay.
I think I had a good 4-year run. Though.
Not a bad stretch.
Ralph Hay.
Well.
That decision.
You don't have the Hall of Fame in Canton, I don't think, without Ralph Hay.
Oh, I highly doubt it. That decision enraged many of Kraft's supporters among Hall of Fame voters, including, and I found this interesting.
Yeah.
Bill Polian, Peter King, Sal Pell. So they were all like...
The old guard.
I mean...
Fired up.
I get being like, well, that's not how I voted. But why...
They're upset.
Why would you get upset about that? Unless it's really gotten personal and you've been completely lobbied by Robert Kraft, Stacey James, etc. So like, I find those three names real suspect when it comes to their outrage and... I'm sorry, how enraged, quote unquote, they were about this. Like, I get it. Be like, that wasn't what I voted for, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To get enraged about it. Feels like a step too far and a little too personal. But we'll see if Kraft has enough friends in the voting process to get in either with Bill Belichick or in spite of Bill Belichick.
I'm rooting for both.
I think that is
great. Oh, it's awesome.
Plus, like, you know, Jordan will be floating around there.
No doubt.
Interacting, flaunting with the Krafts there. So, like, that's a nice little subtext to it as well. Somebody texted about that earlier, which is good. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour and...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It's time for Grab Bag. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We start with the Boston Celtics, Jones. I don't need to tell you because you were there.
But yeah, we got a big win. Did I mention that today? I was in the building last night.
Yeah, you hit the Josh Minot three anytime three-pointer.
Yeah, I needed. Well, he was.
Was it an anytime three?
It was 1+3.
Okay.
He hit three of them.
Yeah.
So that was an easy cash. And then we needed six Jordan Walsh rebounds in the parlay.
All right, so you got that.
Yeah, that cash. Yeah.
Seas are off tonight. They can rest up. They take on the Washington Wizards on the road tomorrow night. But then they're back home Friday against Austin Reeves and the LA Lakers.
Ooh.
Nice little stretch. They should definitely win tomorrow. Washington's trash.
Yeah, they could.
And then they're going to be in a good stretch.
Rest guys against Washington and then
they
rest up for the Lakers on Friday.
But then it's going to get, although they aren't in a tough stretch right now, but it's Lakers, Raptors, Bucks, Pistons, Heat,
Raptors.
Yeah, those are all teams. Like, you and I don't really believe the Raptors, but they're the second seed right now in the East.
They got an opportunity to change my mind. The Celtics are going to play them twice in a short span, so let's see. Yeah. I mean, let's see how that looks. I don't really believe in them early, but I'm not going to pretend I've watched a lot of Toronto Raptors basketball. I thought you were about to say they were about to get a flood of Western Conference teams. That's just the Lakers.
Just the Lakers.
Okay.
Just the Lake Show.
The home team has first and 10.
Hello?
Hey, who? Sup?
Nothing, Keith. Just grabbing a bag, having a bud. What's up with you? Nothing. Grabbing a bag, having a bud. True. True.
Grab it! Grab it!
Yo, who's that?
Yo! Pick up the phone! Hello?
Grab it!
Grab it! Yo, where's Jonesy?
Yo, Jonesy!
Yo.
Grab bag!
Grab bag!
Bag!
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello? So what's up, Keith? Watching the game, grabbing a bag. True. True.
Bruins lost last night 5-4. Swayman got benched in the game. Last seven games for the Bruins, they've just alternated wins and losses. And so they fell to the Red Wings after beating Detroit on Saturday in a shootout.
They're the hockey Carolina Panthers. That's what they are.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know which way is up. They're 15-13 on the season. Also are off tonight. They take on the St. Louis Blues on Thursday.
Old buddy Jim Montgomery. Classic Jones take, by the way. I'm like, hey.
What do you got?
What was this? Was this Monday, Tuesday, whatever it was? I go, oh, it's time to have a Jeremy Swayman conversation. Like, it's time to have a
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
Is he worth the contract?
Yeah,
five goals
yeah.
benched.
Like, oh.
In a loss to the Red Wings, classic.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Congratulations to Drake May for being the offensive, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Mike Reese did a good job of compiling all the Player of the Week and month honors for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, it's a laundry list.
Antonio Gibson, Special Teams Player, Week 2. Marcus Jones, Special Teamer in Week 4. Marcus Jones, Defensive Player for October.
Yeah, and then he followed that up by getting mossed by Drake London like three different times the next week.
And Miles Garrett's like, I had like 30 sacks. I don't know why I didn't win Defensive Player of the Month.
That was a strange one.
Kalavon Chasen, Defensive Player of the Week in Week 7. Andy Borogalis, special teamer of the week in week 12, and then Drake May joins that group right now.
Drake May, the first Patriots quarterback to earn offensive player of the week since Tom Brady, 2017.
Tom Brady, huh?
Of all the
grab bag
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, former NFL wide receiver. He was also a Buckeye player himself. He's been calling plays for the Buckeyes. Has taken the South Florida job. He'll be the new head man at South Florida.
Where?
What do you think of that?
What conference is South Florida even in anymore?
Oh.
I don't even know.
Good question. Nick, we should know this from playing college football
actually,
26.
You guys I should really know. Should. Oh, I have it for you.
They're not in the American, are they?
They are in the American.
Oh, they are in the American.
Yeah. Do you play them at East Carolina? Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of teams in there.
There are.
My bitter rivals, now that you asked, are like Memphis, Tulane.
Georgia State.
No. Memphis and Tulane.
The main
green? Georgia State. Isn't Georgia State Sunbelt?
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, no. American's tough. I just beat Memphis in the American championship game last year.
Yeah. Wow, good for you.
Nice. You know what I also noticed? I was starting to do the offseason recruiting. We're about to go into year three.
Yeah.
A lot of North Carolina guys in the portal. A lot of guys are bailing on Bill.
Oh, man.
Yeah, big time.
He's still there 3 years in?
Well, he was never really in the game. So.
Him and one other coach just aren't in it.
Who's the other guy? Lane Kiffin's the reason why they're in it. So the first year they put the game out, there were no coaches.
Uh-huh.
And then Lane Kiffin's like, you don't have to pay me. He's like, just put me in the game. He's like, it's good for recruiting. Put me in the game. And then this year they put in, with the exception of like Bill and like another guy, like all the coaches are in it.
It is crazy how Lane Kiffin is so likable.
Oh, it's Deion. Deion and Bill. Oh,
there you go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I do like Deion.
I know.
So
Lane Kiffin.
He's so likable. He's so likable, but so hateable all at once. He's a mystery wrapped in a riddle.
But he's a great character for college football.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian Hartline.
Oh, yeah, him.
Burt Breer, obviously he's a big Ohio State guy, but he pointed out these receivers Hartline worked with.
Oh, it's crazy.
Terry McLaurin, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jameson Williams, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Ogbuka, Carnell Tate, and Jeremiah Smith.
Jameson Williams was at Ohio State.
Yeah, he transferred.
I didn't even know that. Okay, yeah. Wow.
Like, that's ridiculous.
That's a pretty good. Yeah. Now, is that him or is that recruiting?
Well, I mean, getting those guys, I guess, is one thing. But, like, he's helped develop all of those guys, too. So, I mean, they're obviously very talented. I'm sure they would have been good anywhere. Jameson Williams was very good at Alabama. But, like, it's a pretty good track record. Like, if Cliff Kingsbury's going to be like, hey, I worked with Manziel and Kyler and a couple other guys.
That's
Hartline could be like, I got these guys.
That's a good point.
So I bet some will follow him to South Florida.
South Florida wide receiver U?
They could develop into that.
Maybe.
This will be interesting to see what happens, too, with Ryan Day and, like, who they get to hire. Because it's funny, when he lost his D coordinator last year, they went and got Patricia. So yeah. I wonder if he'll go to, like, another NFL guy for that job.
I would tend to think it probably doesn't matter too, but Ryan Day's got a good thing going at Ohio State. Like it's working pretty
Chip
well.
Kelly
there.
Come back,
Chip.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Maybe Chip. Chip didn't get that Kentucky job. I guess that was a bad report.
Maybe he could go back to Ohio State because it worked there. Did you see? I guess Ben Roethlisberger was either on a podcast or has a podcast, and he and I think James Harrison were saying that Tomlin should be done in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, I saw the story.
But you see what they also said, what he added?
I'm not sure.
He should coach Penn State.
Oh. Twitch chat was saying that earlier. I didn't realize that's where that came from.
Roethlisberger was talking about that because he was like, yeah, there's probably time it's up in Pittsburgh, but that'd be a good get by Penn State, wouldn't it?
Penn State, I'm pretty sure today is National Signing Day, and they don't have a coach, and they are losing people left and right. I don't know if you'd want to go to Penn State.
You're going
to
want somebody there.
Yeah, but Tomlin, you could sort of bet on yourself and be like, hey, I'll turn this around. That they'll get players. They've had some insane recruiting classes, even with like.
I'm pretty sure you'd be hired after the portal closes, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it might be a rough first year.
Real bad.
Yeah, it could be a Belichick-esque
year. Yeah, all right, you gotta figure it out.
By the way, South Florida has some work to do as wide receiver U. Best receiver, as far as I can tell, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
That went to South Florida?
Yeah. Jimmy Horn, Horn's kid.
Jimmy Horn Jr.?
I'm sorry, Joe Horn.
Jimmy Horn.
Is their...
Oh, he transferred from Deion?
Yeah.
He left there?
He was,
or did he go from
maybe
South
he was
Florida
at USF
to Colorado?
To Colorado.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah,
that's
probably what it was. All star grab bags. Walk like this. Grab bags. Walk like this. All star grab bags. Walk
like this. Jones and Keith.
The Browns have designated quarterback Deshaun Watson for return to practice. That should help. Get Deshaun Watson back in there.
I mean,
they are paying him a lot of money. They might as well get him on the practice field.
Better than Shadur? He might not.
I don't know.
He honestly might not be.
Maybe not.
Probably better than Don Gabriel.
He might not be better than Shadur.
That's not even a pro Shadur take, who I like.
No, it's
that
not.
That is just, he might not even be better than
him. No, Brandon Marshall was Central or Florida. Somebody's texting in. Brandon Marshall went to Southern Florida.
Central.
I think he was UCF.
UCF.
I believe so.
It was USF.
So. Former Bruin Tyler Seguin has a torn ACL, likely done for the season.
Oh, no.
I don't know why they said likely. That's the headline, likely. I'm like, if you're confirming it's a torn ACL.
Yeah, I'd say he's out.
He'd skate around with it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yes,
I would have just sat out and waited until the season was over and then told everybody I tore my ACL.
Yeah, like,
that's what they do at the end of the year. They make all their excuses at the end. This is an early excuse for a hockey player.
Really good player, but never a great player, right?
Never reached his potential.
No, yeah. Probably.
I mean, Bruins still shouldn't have traded him, but he never reached his potential. No. Yeah. Grab bag.
All right, our favorite segment within the segment has Bob Ryan tweeted.
But I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
Not much. He did weigh in on the Christian Ellis hit on Jackson Dart.
Oh.
Somebody tweeted, what do you think? Fair hit or dirty? And then put, again, not at Bob Ryan or anything, but just, what do you think? Fair hit or dirty? And then a video of said hit. Bob Ryan responded, 100% legit hit. Okay.
Makes sense.
He didn't really answer fair or dirty. He did say legit. So
I think he
corrected from legal.
Oh, maybe
could be. I think legit. I think it is a legit hit. I thought maybe we get like a Nick Buonocatti reference or something in there. He didn't do that.
No, didn't
Jack
go,
Tatum.
Didn't,
no, we didn't get any of that.
Didn't go that route. Right. No.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Mikal Bridges?
Maybe.
You saw him up close, 35.6 boards.
I didn't miss down the stretch, yeah.
Was it Tyrese Maxey, keeping his dream season alive?
Yep.
35 points and 6 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, every night on this list. He had 38 points along with 4 helpers. Was it Jaylen Brown, 42 points? 4 helpers.
Won the battle of the Jaylens.
Or was it Anthony Edwards, 44 points, 5 boards, and 4 helpers?
Who did they play? They played
who,
New Orleans.
The Timberwolves?
Yeah. They played New Orleans. They needed overtime. Give me Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, good win over the Knicks.
All right, Jaylen.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, I had this recommendation emailed in. So if it's a repeat, you can blame the emailer.
Oh, you're taking submissions.
So Keefe@weei.com is not just a place to send grab bags. It's not just a place to send Kiefer Madness recommendations. It's not just a place to send compliments to me,
like,
specifically.
Like, hey, great show, Keefe.
Awesome show. Crushed it today.
So much better than Jones.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
You don't have to put others down, but if you want to, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, put everybody else. I can't believe you're doing so well with what's around you.
Right.
Whatever. It doesn't matter what you say.
Right.
But it's all welcome, including Dano, who emailed this guy. Goes,
Paul Dano?
Paul Dano, yeah. Who just is like waking up to some bad news about Quentin Tarantino's thoughts on him. But no, he recommended this player. I do not believe we have used him, but I will tell you this.
That matters. Not at all.
Second baseman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Second baseman. Obviously a right-handed arm. That'd be crazy if he wasn't. Also a right-handed stick.
Wild. Okay.
He dug in from the right side. Now, did not have a lengthy major league career.
That's a clue.
5 seasons.
What?
5 seasons. However,
might not be a clue.
I would say he made the most of those 5 seasons.
Oh, he did.
He was a one-time All-Star. He was a one-time 14th place finisher in the MVP award. He played for the Snakes, the Brewers, and the Nationals.
I feel like he had a lot of...
Snakes?
Yeah.
Or Brewers.
Snakes, or Nationals. Brewers, Nationals.
The big three, they call
it. Second baseman.
He played the...
One-time All-Star, got some MVP votes. What era are we talking? What are the years?
We're talking
Ricky
about...
Weeks.
No. Good Ooh, guess.
That is a good guess.
We're talking about early 2000s.
Okay.
01, he broke into the majors, kicked the door down to the majors.
With whom?
Snakes.
Snakes. Broke in with the Snakes on that 01 team.
Broke in with the Snakes. 02.
Yep.
Established himself
okay.
as an all-star.
All-star year two.
03.
Tony Womack?
Nope. Good one, Bill. I think okay. he had a long career, but good guess.
I think we've had Tony Womack.
In that, well.
Again, that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't
I
mean
think
anything.
We've had him, yeah.
He was able to take home $6.5 US. $6.5 million US.
Over 5 years.
Over five seasons.
Yeah, that's good per year.
He hit 301
nice.
In 2002 with 16 bombs and 11 swipes. He was caught six times.
Okay.
Not a great percentage.
No, they'll catch him.
Not a great. They'll throw him out. Yeah,
they're gonna, he's going to get got.
270 career hitter, 48 career ding-dongs, 32 career swipes, 790 OPS. Was on the 02 playoff roster where he went 2-for-13 at the dish.
The 02 playoff roster for the Snakes?
For the Snakes. Yeah, yeah. That's a big year.
I got
where he
honest,
was an all-star.
I got nothing.
So he wasn't on the playoff roster in 01?
Guess not.
Really?
That was what I was banking on.
Text line or Twitch has it, and Tex has it. Tex has the last name.
Okay.
Twitch. Oh, no. Tex has
if
both.
If it's the one I see in Twitch, we've definitely had it before, and I still didn't remember him. Junior Spivey?
He got it.
We 100%.
We've
100% had you.
No
so
way.
Not only can Keith not keep track of who we have, the listeners who listen can't keep track of what Keith does for random ball player.
It is chaos because there's so many names we throw.
That
out there,
does not excuse
only one
us.
Right answer.
Yeah, look, we've already heard the name Junior Spivey before. I was completely stumped.
There's guesses. There's guys I think that I'm going to use that I don't use
I
them. Whatever else.
I didn't even have a guess.
We've had Junior Spivey before.
I think so.
Dano. Dano emailed that one in.
I think so.
Also, we missed an opportunity yesterday. A buddy texted me after his Aaron harangue, and he goes, oh, the harangutan. I think that's what they called him.
Arcan claims he texted that on time.
What, the harangutan?
Yeah,
he said that.
It's on his reference page?
Yeah.
He's Hoss of the Week. No, it's actually not on his reference page.
Wait,
that must have been like, that was an off-the-grid nickname.
I thought Wadlow was Hoss of the Week.
Oh,
we got to narrow that down.
I thought
down.
Christian Ellis was Hoss of the Week.
Well, we're going to have
Jeez.
To. We got some. It's a strong field this week.
Wow.
Not every year in the Academy Awards is not as strong every single year.
That's like a great point.
Some year you're going to get a stronger field. This is
some
a stronger field this week.
1994, and you got Pulp and Shawshank and Forrest Gump.
Sometimes there's 40 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. a good field this
so
week.
So Wadlow, tallest man ever.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. Christian Ellis, friend of the show.
Yeah.
And Aaron Harangue, the harangutan.
The harangutan.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's we're only. We're just a little over halfway down the week. We got time to get more.
Yeah, today's only Wednesday?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's a heavy field. Heavy hitters.
How about that?
Where do people send the grab bags again?
Keef@weei.com. Grab people, bags, randos.
People
whatever.
Love the one you played going to break.
They do. They want that. I don't know if we want to do that every day,
well,
but I should definitely try to play it once a week.
I'm saying that they're
people
not all,
like it.
Well, they're not all universally. That's like universal love for that one.
You think that one's universally loved?
I have not seen anybody talking down about it.
No,
like
that's
usually
true.
They're more polarizing. That's one that is universally accepted and loved.
People do like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a few others though that I feel like people love like unanimously.
Yeah, we get no bad feedback
Except
on this.
Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa Carlton spinning in her grave listening to this. Yeah.
Making my way downtown, walking
that's
fast,
so well.
Faces passing, grab bag.
By the end, it's
yeah, no,
it's
off, a little bit.
It's offbeat.
A little
yeah.
bit.
Staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag.
I heard he was firing.
Really
I heard he was firing people in New York today for their.
He
takes.
Was getting all hot today, I guess, during the lead. Yeah, you never know. He came out swinging today. But there you go.
Okay.
Another successful grab bag.
Another success. Random ball player. What
oh,
we
yeah.
got tomorrow? Random football player?
Oh, that's right. If I remember, it'll be random football player.
Still a ball player.
Yep.
Football.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. In the grab bag. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got 10. They're coming your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back around Jones and Keith, WEEI. It is time now for our Clip du Jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And, of course, it is a Would You Rather Wednesday, and that also led to a discussion on eggnog.
Would you rather year-long eggnog or candy canes?
Candy canes, I guess. I don't really like either.
Put me down for nog.
All year?
Yeah. I mean, my cholesterol is already higher than
you
it
would
used
be.
To.
You would be host of the week every week if it was eggnog year round.
But I love the taste of eggnog. I got eggnog in my house right now, Brad.
Don't you think you love it because
no, not just the booze. I do booze, eggnog, and regular eggnog. Is that what you're saying?
It's not the alcohol.
It's not that.
I can drink it.
I don't have a problem.
I can drink it.
You have a problem.
I can stop you.
Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi.
Billy's right. I can stop whenever I want. I don't have a problem.
Not going to today, but I could.
How dare you?
You know what I got in the freezer at home?
What's that now?
Eggnog ice cream with booze in it.
That sounds...
That just blow your brain.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
Where
but
can I find it?
Seasonally.
My freezer.
Is that so you don't get yelled at for drinking?
No. My wife brought it home the other day.
Oh, okay. Never
She's
mind
like, then. Look at this. And I was like, holy smokes. That's a game changer. I may even put a scoop of that in with some other real eggnog.
Yeah, pour the... More booze. Now we're talking.
Like paint.
Make a float.
A little milkshake. Yeah, I might What's make the... a little milkshake. Pretty good. So that was a whiskey one. We had a pretty good question on the text line after that. They're like, how is the whiskey in the freeze? Like, it
this
doesn't really
a good
freeze.
Question. Yeah, how did the alcohol freeze?
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, right?
It does say with whiskey, though, in it.
Can I also just say that I, like many, was very happy to hear the answer to the question, do you know what's at home in my freezer was not my neighbor's head?
No, not that.
No, it's not that.
Thank goodness. Rich, am I the only one also who hears that audio and is relieved to know that it's you pouring whiskey and not just taking a naked naked gun length urination?
No, it's not one of those.
I literally thought that
like
was
that.
You.
Like, so, yeah. I rewatched the
Trevin's
naked gun.
Microphone is on.
I rewatched Naked Gun prior
Sick
to
brag, bro.
Prior to the new one coming out.
Yeah,
one of the best parts of that scene because everybody remembers
Go
like,
for
the,
it,
the long pee. Is the amount of water he's chugging prior to that for no reason. He's up there with like the bear or whatever.
I see.
And he's like pouring big glasses of water.
I see a man trying to stab someone at the park. I shoot the son of a bitch. Frank, you killed five people doing Shakespeare in the park. That movie is incredible.
So that variety
five
list.
Five actors. Good ones.
Yeah. Oh, five actors. That's it. Good ones.
That variety list that came out.
Number one, right?
It was. So it was like as much as the list I didn't love, it was like, I got to give him credit for making that the number one comedy.
Have you, we could probably do another 4 hours. We got a lot coming up on our show today. Adam Schefter, TED Talk, et cetera. We could do 4 hours alone right now if you guys want to, or just do a bonus show on the Tarantino 20. Did you read his top 20 movies?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Paul Dano?
Yeah. And also, why would you absolutely blowtorch Paul Dano for no reason whatsoever?
I thought he was good in that movie.
Why is he catching, like, drive-by? Like,
I don't know.
Strays for Dano. Unnecessary.
There's got to be more to that story.
There,
the way he went in on Paul Dano.
Must have picked picked up somebody that Tarantino was angling at a party.
The other thing that was going on, there's a movie called Battle Royale.
Mm.
And he's like, how did they not sue Susan Collins, who did Hunger Games? Because basically Hunger Games is just a PG version of Battle Royale.
Well, oh. she wrote the books, I think, well before Battle Royale.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, there's your answer there, Tarantino.
And also, he went on other podcasts and said, clearly the best movie of the 21st century is No Country for Old Men. Clearly the best, like, he's got five other, the best movie of the century.
It didn't even make his list.
That's what I was just going to ask. I don't remember hearing that on his list.
No. Huh. It made me and Davey's list. And also, we did 25 because it's been 25 years. Why stop at 20?
Why stop? Exactly. Why stop at 20?
Your guy, Eli Roth, got a movie on there, though.
Yeah.
You see that? Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever.
That's right. That was his first movie.
Yeah.
That was a good one, actually. I like that movie. That's been since remade. Not as good.
Yeah, no.
It was Chris Elliott, right? Cabin?
Cabin Boy.
Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah, that was a good one.
Canteen Boy. Yeah.
Have you guys tried also, I think I've referred this to you previously on the evening show, so many different shows.
Yes.
So I know everyone does whiskey or rum in their eggnog.
Uh-huh.
Jones, have you ever tried, well, we have to call it the Ukrainian now. Previously it was known as the Yellow Russian.
Ah.
You take eggnog, vodka, and coffee liqueur.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You're a yes? No, I've had that. No, I've talked to Fitzy about this before.
It's like a, yeah. Delightful. Absolutely. If you want to throw a holiday curveball while also packing on the pounds, nice. By all means.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you gotta pack on the bed just to get through the winter. You gotta pack on a few. Yeah,
that's a great point. That's, stay warm.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you got Schefter coming up,
Schefter at 3:45.
TED Talk
reviewing all the final takeaways from Monday night's big dub.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think there's gonna be a little extra love for Jaylen Brown coming up on the show today, and not just from the guy
that wears his jersey
when he's on the boat.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, I got one guess who it could be. Okay.
And in the 3-point stance today, I will happily pronounce the death of a dynasty.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
Chiefs. Stay tuned for it. It's the crossover.
Thunder?
Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate the season at the Nines with delicious holiday menu specials like the creamy lobster carbonara or the baked stuffed shrimp and lobster combo. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We are back tomorrow. We will go on the clock. We'll give you a key for madness. That's tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.